Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 14th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I'm a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. We have received a number of questions as to the impact of the agreement reached last week on our MEC grievance, disputing the company's involuntary furlough action. The agreement is intended to mitigate the number of flight attendants subject to involuntary furlough while increasing available options, enhancing job security, and protecting seniority. However, this agreement does not change AFA's position on this issue. AFA continues to maintain that there should be no involuntary furlough and that the numbers being sought by management are directly attributable to the productivity changes in our 2012 through 2016 agreement. While the company and AFA both reserve their respective positions on this issue, an integral part of our working with management was to provide for all voluntary furlough and partnership bids on file to be awarded, as well as offering a one-time crossover for those still subject to involuntary furlough. Reserving our respective positions allows us to work together while acknowledging our difference of opinion and to have that dispute resolved through our contractual grievance process. To be clear, MEC 2-14 will continue to move forward. The solutions reached on Friday helped to mitigate the impact of the involuntary furlough on our most junior 685 and, by the way of the individual decisions that must be made by those affected, provide a level of certainty for their future. The outstanding issue is of the cause of United staffing and manpower issues remains in dispute. Our ongoing work involving outside legal, AFA legal, and various committees of our union in affirming and defending the protections from involuntary furlough as a result of productivity changes contained within our contract continues. We are aware that the recent Q&A has generated a number of questions for which answers are still forthcoming. Please continue to forward your questions to the local AFA office. Many questions involve responses from more than one department at the company or require additional discussion between AFA and the company. As those answers are fully developed, we will get those to you. Work is underway to expedite these answers early next week. In the interim, please avoid rumor and speculation. If you haven't read the answer in an official publication, don't make assumptions. Remember, if you are passing on unsubstantiated information, you could be encouraging people to make the wrong decisions. Get the facts. 2013 profit-sharing payments were made to all eligible employees today. Flight attendants who did not make a special election for their profit-sharing or who did not qualify for a special election should have received their profit-sharing paid in the manner in which you receive your monthly paycheck, either direct deposit or as a paper check. Keep in mind, IRS regulations dictate that these types of special payments require federal income tax withholding at a minimum rate of 25% plus Social Security, FICA, Medicare, and any applicable state and local income tax withholdings. Profit-sharing payouts were approximately 3.3% of your 2013 annual earnings, whereas it was 2% of your annual earnings in 2012. United announced on January 23, 2014, a $571 million profit for the full year of 2013, which triggered Section 5J of our contractual profit-sharing program. Our contract provides a payout when adjusted pre-tax earnings at United Airlines exceeds $10 million. 15% of United's adjusted pre-tax earnings form the basis for a pool that is distributed pro rata to all eligible flight attendants. This year's profit-sharing pool for eligible employees is $190 million. The Association of Flight Attendants Scholarship Fund is intended to provide financial assistance to dependents of United flight attendants who will be attending a college or university. The purpose is to further the education of promising young women and men who are dependents of AFA members in good standing who would otherwise not have the opportunity for higher education. To qualify, you must be a dependent of an active AFA member in good standing who is seeking to further her or his education at an accredited college or university. Recipients will receive the cost of tuition, room, board, and reasonable book expense up to a maximum of $5,000 for 1 year. Any recipient may reapply for this scholarship each year until graduation up to a maximum of 4 years. Applications available on our website must be received by April 10, 2014. There are a number of additional scholarships available from AFA CWA International, which you may be interested in. Please contact your local council with any questions. In United's In-Flight Services Weekly issue number 98, dated February 12, 2014, they announced that they have revised their policy regarding where CJA riders may sit once the aircraft door is closed. Management stated that effective immediately, CJA riders may take any open seat once the cabin door is closed. In addition, use of the open seat in the premium cabins will continue to be coordinated by the purser and assigned based on company seniority among the OMC and CJA riders. This has been the long-standing practice and was changed in early 2013 when management made updates to our past travel benefits. AFA filed an MEC grievance that will now be withdrawn as a result of this policy revision. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.